I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Petite Maman, directed by Celine Sciamma, who made the gorgeous Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Here she guides twin child actresses by the names of Josephine and Gabriella Sanz, and the story of how a child loses her grandma, returns to her mother's childhood home, and wanders off in the woods only to meet another little girl who turns out to be her mother as a child. Most American versions rely on the most obvious approaches to this particular genre with the same old lines and routine formulas, but not Petite Maman, which gives it a patient and sweet nature, with the twins acknowledging their character's reality. It's not supposed to be reality, but it can be if time gives them a chance. This is another excellent film from Sciamma, 3.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies! I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Duke, which is a wise and witty retelling about a stolen painting known as Goya's Portrait of the Duke of Wellington. Jim Broadbent stars as Kempton Bunton, a disabled pensioner who pleads not guilty to the charges of stealing it. Helen Mirren co-stars as his more responsible wife, who is appalled at the stolen painting in their house. The Duke is a little confusing at times, but it does provide us with the convictions and versatility in regards to Kempton's activism, ideas, and arrests. Broadbent is able to match the scope and mannerisms without hamming things up. He knows when to be comical and when to be serious, and that's how he fits into the role. Mirren also delivers a unique performance because of how she shifts in tones and acts like she should be the voice of reasoning. I almost forgot to mention that this is the last movie Roger Michell has directed before his death. Given its whimsical and good-natured tone, this is a worthy final chapter to his movie career, 3.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies! I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes, which is the made-for-Netflix documentary about how investigative journalist Anthony Summers was trying to solve the true mystery behind Marilyn Monroe's death while looking back at her movie career and the famous people she crossed paths with. The opening explains that the recordings of Marilyn Monroe are real and the actors are lip-syncing those words. Many of us know her story, but not much on the archival recordings, hence the subtitle, The Unheard Tapes. The movie wants us to be curious about her death, movies, and spouses. This actress dealt with fame, abuse, and drugs, like most celebrities, which is unimaginable. Parts of the story go on a bit, but still director Emma Cooper and journalist Anthony Summers both want to dig deep inside everything they can provide for us about her, and it's often interesting and scary. 3 stars. To recap on this week's movies, thumbs up for Petite Maman, thumbs up for The Duke, and thumbs up for The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!